It's a very challenging assignment to preach chapel towards the end of the semester, the end of the school year.
在一个学期将要结束的时候来讲这个早会的信息是非常有挑战性的。
It's a time when most of you are thinking about your papers or just kind of final things, and your energy level might be kind of low at this time.
很可能很多人这个时候就在赶着你最后的作业，所以你的这个耐力也许是在你最低的时候。
And perhaps given the opportunity, if you should come to chapel, or if it's a choice whether you need to attend chapel or not, most likely many would rather be doing their paper or their homeworks right now.
所以如果你有一个选择的话，也许你会选择可以不必来参加这个早会。
And I remember when I was in Dallas Seminary, chapel in the beginning of the school year, it's all packed. It's filled. Everyone is in chapel in the beginning of the school year.
我记得我在大神学院的时候，在学期开始的时候，每一次的早会都是坐得满满的。
But as we go towards the end of the semester, you see more and more blank spaces. That towards the end of the school year, just only a handful of people.
但是这个学期越靠近学期结束的时候，人数呢就越来越稀少了。
And so if you are the chapel speaker, you rather speak in the beginning rather than the end.
所以如果你有选择的话，你作为讲员，你会选择在学期开始的时候来讲。
We don't have problem that with that in BSOP, right?
但是我们非常没有这个问题。
You have to be here.
你必须参加早会。
But when Dr. Shao asked me if I could speak this time, I readily said yes, definitely.
所以这一次当邵院长请我讲这次的早会的时候，我就很从容的就答应了。
Partly is the realization that things are winding down very quick, and many of you will be graduating, and after that we will part ways soon.
因为我们当中也有一部分的人，你很快就要结束在这里的训练，就要离开了。
I don't think it's over dramatic to say that maybe for some of you we will never see each other now in this lifetime. The next time we'll see each other will be in the presence of our Lord.
我想如果我这样讲不会过头，也就是说很有可能在今生在这个世上我们不会有再见面的机会了。
And so it sounds dramatic, but it might be the case.
虽然这句话好像很冲动，但是确实是这样。
So in a way, when I come, I would like to take this advice. If this is, in a way, my last word for you, what would that be?
所以呢，如果今天对你们所讲的是最末了的话，你们又会感觉怎么样呢？
And I think that is the topic that I chose today.
这也就是今天我所选择的这个题目。
Let's ask the Lord's blessing one more time.
我们求主来赐福我们这一段时间。
Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. Speak, O Lord, to us. Your servants are listening. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
A few weeks ago, the Islamic State in Libya released a video showing the beheading of 21 Egyptian Christians.
不久之前，我想我们有看到一个视频，也就是在利比亚，这些激进的穆斯林，他们放出这个视频，也就是把这21个埃及的基督徒砍头的事。
I did not watch the video, but I've seen the still pictures in the internet.
我没有看到这个视频，但是我看到那个照片。
In the still picture, it began by showing militants, Islamic militants dressed in black, leading their Christian captives who were dressed in orange jumpsuits.
从这些照片当中，我们也可以看到这些身穿黑衣的这些激进派的穆斯林，把这些快要去砍头的人，他们穿着橙色的衣服带到这个沙滩上。
They were paraded down a beach. Eventually forced to kneel down.
所以他们被带到这个沙滩上，他们被逼要跪下来。
And as each one of them were killed one at a time, those who have seen the video can hear behind the audio where the Christians, before they were killed, would cry out, Lord Jesus Christ.
如果有看视频的人，当你看到他们的头一个一个被砍下来的时候，你会听到他们每一个人都在那边喊说：“主耶稣基督。”
When I read about this news, and even as I think of it now, my heart breaks.
当我听到这个消息，我的心真的是破碎了。
Though we know that there is a cost in following Jesus, it's still hard to imagine going through this act of brutality.
虽然我们知道服事主有这样的代价，但是当我们听到这个很残忍的一些动作，我们实在是很难容忍。
And I can't help wonder, if I were in that position, do I have the faith that will endure?
我也回想我自己，如果我在他们的当时那个情况，我是否有那个可以坚持到底的信心？
How easy could it be to just give up and say, no, you got it all wrong, I'm not one of them.
你会不会就很轻易地说，你弄错了，我不是他们其中的一个？
The believers who received the letter to the Hebrews were also going through tough times.
接受希伯来书的读者，他们当时也在经历很多的逼迫和困难。
In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, the writer reminded the believers, "Do not throw away your confidence."
所以在第十章那边，他有提醒他们不要放弃你们的信心或者你们对神的那个信靠。
And right after that, in verse 36, he goes on to say, "You need to persevere."
然后三十六节他说：“你们必须要坚持。”
In other words, don't give up.
不要放弃。
Hang in there with your faith.
你的信心要牢牢地抓住。
Why would the writer said those words?
为什么作者要这样说呢？
Because it was not easy to be a believer at that time as well.
因为在他们那个时代，要作为一个基督徒也是不容易的。
There is a cost to be paid.In being identified as a follower of Jesus.
因为如果你被认定是跟随耶稣基督的人，必须要付上一个代价。
Listen to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32-34, as the writer recap what are the challenges of being a believer at that time.
所以这边我们再次来听听这个作者总结来说，他们必须要经过什么样的试炼。
He said, remember those earlier days after you received the light, you become believers, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering, when you stood your ground, sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution, at other times you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You sympathized with those who were in prison,And joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property.
第十章三十二节，你们要追念往日，蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样的苦难，一面被毁谤、遭患难，成了戏景，叫众人观看；一面陪伴那些受这样困苦的人，因为你们体恤了那些被困锁的人。并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。
Some of you may know that if a person coming from a strong, devout Jewish family embraces Jesus as their Messiah, he is often ridiculed and even rejected by both family and friends alike.
我们知道，在犹太教的背景当中，如果一个人跟随或者相信耶稣，他常常就会被讥笑，甚至于会被赶出家门。
I remember a friend of mine who went home, who's Jewish, and went home to tell his parents that he became a Christian. His father threw him out of the house and did a funeral to let everybody know that his son has died as far as he is concerned.
我记得我有一个朋友，他信了耶稣之后回家告诉爸爸，爸爸就立刻把他赶出家门，并且为他举行一个丧礼，说我的孩子已经死了。
You're rejected because of your faith in Jesus.
因为你对耶稣基督的信，你就被拒绝，被赶出。
But we need to understand that it's not just being thrown out of the house, being rejected by family. In a way, you open yourself up to the abuse and to be taken advantage of without the support and the protection of your loved ones.
不单单是你被赶出家门，不单单是你的家人拒绝你，更是你在外面的时候。各样的威胁 可能都会临到你。
Now perhaps that's not exactly what you're going through right now.
可能也许现在你没有经历这样的事情。
But I'm sure all of us know how it feels to be ridiculed and to be rejected because of our faith.
但是我相信我们如何被讥笑或者如何被排斥的感受是如何。
Or we realize and we understand that there is a great cause if we want to seriously follow Jesus both at home, at work, in whatever context we may be in.
但是我们很确定，我们知道我们跟随耶稣，无论在我们的工作的地方，在学校，或在任何一个环境下，我们都必须付上代价。
How do we maintain our confidence in God?
我们如何来坚持对神的信靠呢？
How do we have a faith that endures through the darkest moments of life?
我们如何在最黑暗的时候能够有一个持守到底的信呢？
The writer to the Hebrews wants us to learn three important lessons from our passage this morning.
希伯来书的作者要我们学习三样的功课。
The first lesson is found in verse 35 all the way to the end. Let me just tell you what they are, what the principle is, and then we'll look at it. The first one is, a faith that endures is not about victories, but faithfulness.
我们要知道这个坚持到底的信不在乎得胜，更是在乎忠心。
Would you look again with me at verse 32 of chapter 11?
我们看第十一章的三十二节。
It says, and what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, gained what has been promised, who shut the mouth of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness turned to strength, who became powerful in battle, routed foreign armies, and verse 35, women received back their dead, raised to life again. Let's stop there.
三十二节，我又何必再说呢？若要一个一个诉说，基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶弗他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，死后就不够了。他们因这信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱离了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军，有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。
Hebrews chapter 11 is called the Hall of Faith.
希伯来书第十一章，我们可以说是信心的一个重点。
Here we learn men and women who've done and experienced great things because of their faith in God.
这边列出了在过去的世代，他这些信心的伟人，他们如何经历这样的情况
？The writer says, "There's more I can say. Do you want to hear more? Do you want me to go on?"
作者这边是说，我还有很多的例证，你要我继续讲吗
？I'm sure most of us will say, "Yes, please. We like to hear it."
也许你会说，是的，你继续讲，再告诉我们多一些。
It's wonderful to hear testimonies of victories of faith.
很多时候我们都很喜欢听这个信心的得胜的故事。
So the writer says, okay, you want to hear more, let me tell you more.
好，你想听，那我就多讲给你听。
Let's go on, verses 35 on until verse 38.
然后就35节到38节就继续的讲。
Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they may gain a better inheritance. Some faced jeers and flogging,While still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were put to death by the sword, they went about in sheepskin and goatskin, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground.
又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且释放，为了要得更美的复活。又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、困锁、监禁各等的磨练，被石头打死，被锯死，受思念，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受穷乏、患难、苦害，在旷野、山林、山洞、地陷，漂流无定。本是世界不配有的人。
Do you want to hear more?
你要再听更多吗
？Should I go on?
我要继续讲吗
Most of us will probably say, wait a minute.
也许你会说，等一下。
I thought if I have faith, everything will go good and great.
我以为我们信耶稣，我们有信心，一切都会顺利的。
That doesn't sound like it, especially the last part.
但是如果特别我们读最后这一部分，好像并不如此。
If you sense a kind of a something's wrong with the picture as we read through the whole passage, it's most likely that we need to make an adjustment on our way of thinking.
当我们读这段经文的时候，可能你认为这边好像有什么出错的样子，也许是我们的思想呢就需要去改变。
You see, many of us have bought into a false view of the Christian life.
因为我们有很多人，我们有了一个对基督徒生活的错误的观念。
It's a view that emphasizes the benefits of faith.
这个观念呢，就是强调我们因为信，我们得到什么。
We're told that God offers us an abundant plan for our life, that if we simply trust in Jesus, then we will overcome all of our troubles and enjoy life to the fullest.
有时候我们以为当我们信靠耶稣的时候，神会给我们一个丰盛的生命，以至于我们能够胜过今世所有的需要。
So Jesus is marketed as the solution to everything, from a weight loss problem, from a successful business, to a happy family.
好像耶稣呢，什么事情都可以帮你解决，包括你要减肥也搬在里面。
The sales pitch is that receiving Christ will bring about the greatest happiness, and the key thing is this, in this life.
很多时候他们所强调的就是在今生什么都丰富，什么都好。
And definitely getting persecuted, losing your material possessions, and maybe even your life doesn't match with that message.
因此呢，如果你在今世失去了这些东西，有很多的困难，好像跟你以前所认定的这个信仰有点不会磨合。
We signed up for the prosperity plan, not the persecuted plan.
因为我们所签的这个约是要得富利，而不是要被逼迫。
So what happens when we go through hard times?
因此，当我们经历苦难的时候，什么事情发生
呢？ First of all, we get confused.
开始的时候，我们会混乱。
And then we get angry with God.
甚至我们会对神发怒，生气了。
We even decided, hey, if that's how you're going to treat me, then I'm not going to follow you anymore.
你会对神说，如果你是这样对待我，我就不再跟随你了。
I did not sign up for hardship, for persecution, or suffering.
因为我们的合约不是要受困难，不是要受逼迫。
But throughout the Bible, the Christian life is often referred to as a fight, as a war.
但是我们知道，圣经里面提到基督生命的时候，通常是被描述为一种的征战。
And neither of which are pleasant experiences.
征战总不是一个好受的经验。
Many passages tells us to expect trials and hardship.
很多经文都告诉我们，我们要预料我们必定有苦难或者逼迫。
Yes, we are promised the abundant life, but it is not the same as a trouble-free life.
是的，神给我们丰盛的生命，应许我们丰盛生命，但是并不表示就没有任何的困难。
The abundant life is the joy of knowing His presence in our life in the midst of tribulation.
而真正丰盛的生命，乃是在这个多有风波的生命里面，仍有内在的喜乐。
Our Lord clearly stated the requirements for those who chose to follow Him.
我们的主很明明的告诉我们那些选择要跟随他的人。
In Luke 9:23, he said, "Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me."
你要背负自己，要背起你自己的十字架，跟从我。
And I hope we are convinced, or we know for a fact, that a cross is not a slightly irritating circumstance.
所以我们知道这个十字架并不是一个容易的记号。
Instead, the cross is an instrument of slow and torturous death.
而这个十字架的记号是一个慢慢让你死的记号。
Now we do celebrate the victories of faith.
当然，我们也可以庆祝这个信心带来的胜利。
God may allow us to experience that.
上帝也可以允许我们来经历胜利。
But that's not the reason for our faith.
但是这个不是我们信的原因。
The reason for our faith is because God expects us to be faithful.
我们信 因为上帝要求我们要忠心。
Our faith should be like that of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
我们的信心要像但以理那三个朋友。
One of my favorite, you know, stories from childhood that continues to be an inspiration till this day.
这个故事我从小就非常的喜爱。
Many of us remember how they were thrown into the fiery furnace and how God saved them.
我们都会记得他这但以理和他的朋友怎么被丢在这个火炉里面，但是他们还是被拯救，没有受伤害。
That's the easy part.
这是最容易的一个层面。
You know, anyone would want that.
每个人可能我们都想可以。
But the thing that distinguishes them from everybody else is what they said earlier in verses 17, 18 of Daniel chapter 3.
但是他们与众不同的是在之前所说的那一句话。
When they were face to face with King Nebuchadnezzar, who was so angry for the refusal to bow that he gave them one more chance to bow to his idol.And listen to what they said to in response.
也就是当他们面对尼布加尼撒王的时候，再给他们一次的机会来敬拜他，他们怎么回应呢？
They said in verse 17, "If we are thrown to the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it."
如果我们被丢在这个焚烧的火炉里面，我们所信的神，他有能力可以拯救我们。
That's an important part of faith to believe that God is able.
这是我们信心很重要的一个层面，我们要相信神有这个能力。
But that's not the end of our faith.
但是这个不是我们信心的终点。
The second part in verse 18, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego says, "But even if he does not, if my God chose not to save me, save us, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods."
第二部分，他们所说的话更是重要。即使我们的神选择不拯救我们。但是我们还是不会敬拜你王。
My God is able, but my God is also sovereign. He does what he wants, and we submit to him.
我们的神是有大能的，但是我们的神也是有全权的。他决定怎么做，我们还是信靠他。
The life of faith is not about victories in life.
我们信心的生命不是在注重那个得胜。
It is about remaining faithful in all circumstances.
而更重要的，在任何的环境下，我们会持续的忠心。
Secondly, the faith that endures is not about our plans, but God's.
第二方面，我们这个可以持守到底的信，是不在乎我们自己的计划，只在乎神的计划。
Would you look at verse 39 of chapter 11?
十一章的三十九节。
The writer to the Hebrews goes on to say, "These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what has been promised."
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。
Did you hear that?
你有听到吗？
They were commended for their faith. God said, "Good job."
他们被称赞，上帝说你做得好。
We love to hear that.
我们喜欢听这样的赞赏。
At the end, there's a second part.
但是还有第二部分。
None of them received what had been promised.
但是他们没有任何一个人得到所应许的。
When I was reading this, I have to think about this, you know, the implication of this.
当我在读这节经文的时候，我就要去思想到底他在说什么。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你们一个例证。
What if I promise each one of you, I'm going to give each one of you $10 million?
我如果对大家应许，要给大家一千万。
Is that good?
Dollars?
I don't know where to. Yeah, dollars. Yeah, I don't want to use pesos. $10 million.
给大家一千万美元。
I don't know where to get it.
我也不知道从哪里拿。
But I promise that.
但是我应许你。
But there's one condition.
但是有一个条件。
You won't get it until you die.
不到你死的时候，你是拿不到的。
Is that a good deal?
这是不是一个好的交易呢？
Now you guys are all Chinese. You're saying, "Oh, we'll think about my family. Give it to my family, my kids." You know, you're still too community-minded.
我们都是很聪明的中国人。我想你会想到你的家庭啊，会怎么样。
But seriously.You will get something, but you're not gonna get it in your life. You're not gonna enjoy it now or ever.
是的，你有一个好的应许，但是不是你自己在今生可以享受的，不是现在就可以得到的。
Honestly, if we were to be truthful to ourselves, many of us will say that's not really a good deal.
我想我们很诚实的说，我们会觉得这不是一个好的交易。
We would rather enjoy it now.
我们更愿意现在就能够享用它。
Anything that is in the future that most likely I will never enjoy is, you know, no deal. That's not a good deal at whatsoever.
如果这个交易是我不能够享用的，我想我不会参与这个交易了。
But in effect, that's what happened to the Old Testament saints.
但是我们看到旧约的圣徒正是如此。
In effect, they know God said, "I made a promise, but you're not going to enjoy it." And they say, "That's okay with us."
所以上帝对他说，我给你这个应许，但是你自己不能够享用到。他们的答案还是说，可以。
We're still going to have faith in you.
我们还是要信靠你。
Why did they have that kind of mindset?
为什么他们会有这一种的思想呢？
The answer is in verse 40.
他的答案就在四十节。
Because God had planned something better.
因为神有为他们预备了更美好的事。
The reason we can wait because God has a plan.
我们可以等待，因为上帝有另一个计划。
And that plan is much, much better.
而那个计划是更好的计划。
And what is that plan?
那个计划是什么呢？
The rest of verse 40 tells us that the plan is that so that together with us in Jesus Christ, both the Old Testament saints and the New Testament saints can be made perfect. Together,
也叫他们也是旧约的信徒，跟我们今天新约的信徒可以同得。
We're on the other side of the cross, where we get to enjoy the blessings of knowing the Savior and the blessing that comes from having a relationship with Him.
所以我们今天信徒，我们是在十字架的这一边，我们知道耶稣基督的死给我们所带来的这个福分。
But for the Old Testaments, they are simply looking forward and they're anticipating, but they will never get to see the Savior nor know of the joy of His presence.
但是这些旧约的信徒，他们是往前看，但是还不能够看见他的救主。
But for them, it's good enough.
但对他们来说，这个够了。
Because they're pursuing God's purpose, God's plan.
因为他们所追求的乃是神的计划，
not their own.
不是他们自己的计划。
For that, they are willing to wait.
为了这个，他们愿意等待。
How about for us?
但是对我们来说呢？
The writer goes on in chapter 12, verse 1 with these words.
所以这个作者在十二章第一节这么说。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, faithful men and women, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
因此我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那在摆在我们前头的路程。
One of Satan's main tools is to tempt us to give up on God.
撒旦一个最好的工具就是让我试探我们，让我们放弃我们的信心。
You know how he works.
我们知道撒旦的诡计是怎么样。
It begins with a very subtle, very innocent, question: Is God really good?
开始的时候，他可能会让你问说：神真的很好吗
？Does he really care?
他真的关爱你吗？
If he does, why are you going through what you're going through?
啊，如果不是这样的话呢，你为什么还要这样受苦呢？
Maybe he's not really that good. Maybe he doesn't really care.
我想上帝并不真的那么好，他不是真正那么关爱你。
And that thought start to creep into our hearts and mind. What's the result of that?
如果这样的观念慢慢的进到我们的心中，结果会怎么样呢？
If you're going through hard times and you don't know that God is really behind you, that God is out for your good, you have to take care of it yourself.
如果你认为在你困难的时候，上帝不在你的背后，那你就要自己处理。
If someone hits you, what do you need to do?
如果有人打你，你会怎么回应？
Well, no one's watching out for you, you hit back.
没有人看的时候，可能你又就打回去。
So that's the second stage is once you lose your confidence in God, it's up to you. You have to take care of yourself.
这个也就是当我们对神失去信心的时候，这是第二步，我们会用我们自己的方法去处理。
And we fight back. That's why we become angry and we seek out vengeance and retaliation against others.
我们就会动怒，我们甚至于会想报复。
Notice that this is one of our favorite responses during hard times, especially with problems with friends or family alike.
很多时候，甚至于我们跟我们的家人或者好的朋友有这样的冲突的时候，我们会这样想。
In many ways, anger and vengeance comes out of a sense that God is not to be trusted.
因为这是我们说认为上帝不能够再被信任了，因此呢，我们就动怒了。
I have to take care of business.
我就要自己来处理。
And soon, if once you begin in that direction,You know, you start doing things on your own, fighting for yourself, you realize it's not working.
但是呢，当你这样做的时候，你发现你是用你自己的方法去处理，你却看到说事情并没有成就。
Someone hits you, you hit back.
有人打你，你也打他。
Well, they hit you back again.
他们再打你。
And what do you do then?
你又做能做什么？
You hit back again.
你就打他，再打他。
It makes the situation go from bad to worse.
因此，你的情况是从恶到更坏的情况。
And when by the time it gets there, it's like, God, where are you?
到最后我们说，神啊，你到底在哪里呢？
I'm expecting you to come and intervene in my circumstance.
我是预料你会来帮助我。
We didn't realize we have walked out on God long ago.
其实是我们老早就已经离弃神了。
And at the end, we said, what can I do with God, a God like that? We give up on him.
如果我的神是这样的神，我还要信他吗？他能够帮助我吗？
Many of us, I don't know if you reach that point of desperation or a sense of hopelessness.
我不知道我们当中是否有人来到这样一个失望的一个状态。
Perhaps some of you have you ever felt sick and come to that point of realization, I'm not going to get better.
或者你病到一个地步，你说啊，我想我是不会痊愈。
You know, I get that feeling whenever I go to the hospital, and then suddenly I feel, you know, I visit someone, say, I'm going to feel something here. Oh, it's going to be cancer, or it's going to, you know, I just feel the worst case scenario.
有些时候，我们自己进医院，或者我们去医院探访人，有时候我们都会觉得啊，我到底身体有什么问题吗？有癌症吗
？Or maybe you are in a relationship that's not really going well.
或者你在这个谈恋爱的过程当中不那么顺利
，and you feel like it's not gonna, it's gonna, it's we're gonna break up.
你会觉得我们到时候应该是会分手。
We're gonna be enemies forever.
以后我们就做永远的敌人了。
I know that. That's just gonna happen.
我想这个一定会这样发生。
And or maybe you lost a job, and for those of you who had work, and it's like I'm so dumb and stupid, I can never get a job.
或者你失去了你的这个职业，你会说啊，我这么笨，为什么我找不到一个好的工作
？Where do all those thoughts come from?
那些这些想法是从哪里来的呢
？A lot of time is if you could trace the root back, first of all, it's a rejection of the knowledge that there is someone.Who has a more sovereign plan over our lives?
很多时候是因为我们拒绝了那个概念，也就是在我们的上面有一个更伟大、全权的神。
And he's watching out for us.
其实他在眷顾我们。
And that we can turn to him.
我们可以回到他的面前。
We need not to be in despair.
我们不需要失望。
We need not to be hopeless.
我们不要感到绝望。
The only thing is we follow his purpose and plan.
很重要的唯一的一件事就是要跟从他的计划。
And if we do that, it's going to be okay.
如果我们这样做，凡事都可以成就了。
It doesn't mean that everything will become great and it'll be what we want it to be.
当然并不是说每一件就会按照我们自己的理想成就。
But whatever it is, God's plan is much better.
但无论如何，只要是神的计划，一定是更好的。
Many of you might have heard of a man by the name of John Stephen Aquari.
可能我们有听过 John Stephen Aquari 这个人。
I hear his testimony many times in sermons. So perhaps you don't know. So let me introduce, for those who don't know, let me introduce him.
在很多人的讲道里面，我常常听到他的故事，我也可以跟你们分享一下。
John Stephen Aquari represented the nation of Tanzania in the marathon during the 1968 Olympics.Mexico Olympics held in Mexico.
在一九六八年的时候，他代表他的国家坦桑尼亚去墨西哥参加这个奥运会。
As some of you know, Africans are among the best in the area of running and marathon in the world.
啊，当然我们知道非洲人他们是在这方面是有强势的。
Partly because I'm sure they have that quality physical characteristic, but also they work hard for it.
啊，一方面他们有这种的天生的。 体质，但是他们也都很努力的训练。
So as with any athlete, John Stephen Aquari trained very hard so that he could do well in this event.
就正像很多的这些的运动员，他也很好的操练。
But as the marathon is about to begin, John Stephen Aquari realized he was not quite prepared for the marathon held in Mexico.
但是当这个马拉松的比赛要开始的时候，那感觉到自己好像还没有完全预备好。
You see, Mexico City is in a higher elevation.
因为我们知道这个墨西哥城是在一个比较高的一个高原。
And you realize in a higher elevation place, you realize that it's harder to breathe, it's easier to get tired, all those, I think,physiological difficulties that one will encounter in such a place.
我们知道说，如果你在海拔比较高的地方，你的呼吸、你的动作可能就不那么容易了。
So as the race begins, John Stephen Aquari's leg quickly cramped up.
所以当这个比赛刚刚开始的时候，他的脚就抽筋了。
He could not run very well.
就不能够好好的跑。
But he still ran.
但他还是继续的跑。
But during the race, he fell and he bruised his knees.
在跑当中，他又跌倒，他又伤了他的脚。
Later, he bumped hard against other racers, which dislocated his shoulders.
过了一个时候，他又跟其他赛跑者相撞了，他的骨头又脱节了。
So at the end, he continued the race. In fact, he finished it.
但是他还是持续，他也跑完这个马拉松赛。
Dead last.
这最后一个。
He arrived at the finish line, it was already dark. No one is in the stadium anymore.
他到达终点的时候，这个赛场已经没有人了。
A few people cleaning up the stadium and a few reporters wrapping things up.
在那个时候，有人已经在清扫这个场所，还有几个记者在那边。
Can you imagine seeing this runner come in?
然后我们看到这最后一个参赛者来到。
Obviously, the reporter asks, "Why did you bother continuing the race?"
这些记者就问他：“你为什么还要跑到这个终点呢
？”Look at you! You are your knees is bruised and you're hobbling and you're in pain all over. You know, if you just ask for the medic to take you to the hospital, everyone would have understood.
你为什么还要这样跑？你已经受伤了。你其实那个时候叫这个救护车来来接载你，我想大家还是可以了解、可以体会的。
Aquari replied，
但他回答说
：“My country did not send me 5,000 miles to start a race。
我的国家派我到这里有5000英里的远，不是为了只要开始这个比赛。
My country was sent me here to finish the race。
我的国家派我。”要完成这个比赛
，and I did my job.
我已经尽我的全力完成了。
Your faith will endure when it is God's purpose that you're pursuing, not your own.
如果你所追求的是神的计划，你的信心就能够坚持到底。
Your faith will endure when you're not after the victories, the cheers, and the crowd, but you're after faithfulness.
如果你的信心要坚持，因为你所强调的不是胜利的这些赞赏，而是你的忠心。
One last lesson we need to learn.
最后一个必须学习的功课。
Found in our last two verses in our passage this morning.
我们今天所读的最后的两节的经文。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, it says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him."Endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。便坐在神宝座的右边，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
You know, I don't know if anyone here, this is one of your favorite verses in all of the Bible.
我不知道这个是不是我们当中认为你是整个圣经里面你最喜欢的经文。
I know many who love this. In fact, this is their life verse or their inspirational verse.
我知道有很多人以这一节的经文作为他们终身的格言。
But I'm concerned that many people misinterpret what this verse is saying.
但是我很担心有很多人可能他们误解了这两节的经文。
They look at this verse and says, okay, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to look to Jesus. I'm going to be inspired by Jesus.
也许他们会这样说，是的，是的，我不会放弃，我只要仰望耶稣。
If I'm getting discouraged, I should just think of Jesus and what you've gone through and let that inspire me for me not to give up.
我有困难的时候，我只要看耶稣，想起耶稣，我就不会放弃。
Another way is be like Jesus.
另外一个说法，你要像耶稣。
And I'll be okay.
你像耶稣，什么问题都没有了。
You know, when I was growing up, many of you who grew up in the 80s, there is an expression that all boys and young men would like to have. Remember the expression, be like Mike.
Michael.
Be like Mike.
我们成长的那个时代就80的年代，我们这个年轻人有一句话常喜欢说了，你只要像 Mike 就好了。
Anybody know who we're talking about? Who that Mike is?
那个 Mike 是谁呢？
Michael Jordan.
就像那个球员 Michael Jordan.
You know, all of us who love to play basketball, be like Mike, you know.
所以喜欢打球的人都说我们要像 Michael.
So they watch the Michael Jordan play and they imitate Michael Jordan.
所以他们看他怎么打，他们也学着模仿他。
You know, they would do exactly as Michael Jordan.
他们会像 Michael Jordan 的这个打球的方式。
In fact, many of us would like to try to dunk. Now we cannot dunk because we're not tall enough. But when we dunk, we will stick our tongue out like that because Michael Jordan does that.
我们亚洲人可能比较矮，其实不能够像他这样就能够投球。我们也学他把这个舌头伸出来。
Now at that moment we feel like we're the best player in the world because Michael Jordan is the best.
我们这样做的时候，我们以为我们是世界最好的球员，因为 Michael Jordan 就是这样做的。
But we quickly realize we are not like Mike.
但是我们很快就会发现，我们并不是 Michael Jordan.
We cannot be like Michael.
我们不可能做 Michael Jordan.
There's only one Michael Jordan.
因为只有一个 Michael Jordan.
We could try.
我们可以试着，
but we can never be him.
但是我永远不能够完全像他。
And the longer you play, and the longer you realize this is ridiculous. This idea of be like Mike, it doesn't work.
你打球越久的时候，你就发现这个是不可能的。你不可能是 Michael Jordan.
And many people see Hebrews 11 chapter 12 verse 2 exactly like that. Just be like Jesus.
很多人呢就误解了。这十二章二节，你要像耶稣。
I remember when I was pastoring, there's a movement called the WWJD movement. Have you heard of that?
我在做牧师的时候，我们那边那个时候有一个运动叫做 WWJD 的运动。
It stands for What Would Jesus Do?
这个四个字母就是说，你耶稣在这个情况下他会怎么做呢
？In a way, it's a way we encourage young people to, you know, if they're tempted, you know, all they have to do is stop. What would Jesus do? Oh, okay, you know, then I'll do exactly as Jesus do.
我们会鼓励特别年轻人说，比如说你遇到试探的时候，你要想耶稣在试探面前他会怎么做呢
？It's a wonderful and it's very helpful for in some cases.
我想这是非常有帮助的方法。
But I realize many young people get discouraged.
但是发现很多人用了这个方法，这些年轻人他们就失望了。
Let's say, how could I know what Jesus do? Does Jesus have internet at this time?
我怎么知道耶稣会怎么做？耶稣那个时代有这个网络吗？
Does Jesus have a mother-in-law? You know, like my mother-in-law?
耶稣有没有一个岳母像我的岳母一样呢？
You know, all those questions. And if I can't find it, then I don't know what Jesus do. So, what do I know? How would I know what to do?
所以我找不到这些答案的时候，我怎么知道耶稣是他会怎么做呢？
And so they give up. They get discouraged and they give up.
所以他们就灰心了，他们就不再这样想了。
And the reason is because faith that endures is not about imitation.
因为我们这个坚持到底的信心不是模仿。
Now in some way there is. You could imitate to a certain extent.
可能到某一个程度，我们可以说我们要效法。
But the writer to the Hebrews is saying, I have something better. Depend.That's what it's all about. Dependence on your Savior.
但是我想这个作者更重要的是要告诉我们，我们要依靠他。
Jesus is the author and the perfecter, the finisher of your faith.
耶稣是我们信心的创始成终者，没有错。
If you realize what those two words, those two attributes mean, it will make all the difference.
如果你知道这个创始成终是什么意思，你就会知道这个 看法就不一样了。
Jesus is the author. He's the one who started your faith in the first place.
从第一天开始，是耶稣在你生命里面发动这个信心。
If you have any problem, go see the one who is the manual, the guidelines on how best to live your life.
如果你有问题的时候，你要看看这个手册。告诉你怎么做。
My wife always tells me that she gets frustrated because if there's a problem with an appliance at home, I always like to try to do it myself.
我的太太对我有一个问题，就是我们的这些电器如果有问题的话，我常常想自己去修理。
Check the manual.
你要去看他的这个手册。
And I said, oh no no, I know how I can figure this out.
你要看他的说明书，我常常会说我自己去想就好了。
But always at the end, I said, dear, where's the manual? I need to look at.
但到最后，我会说，太太啊，那个说明书在哪里呢？
And if I started with a manual, I would have been done long ago.
但其实我开始的时候就看那个说明书，我很快就可以把它修理好了。
Turn to the author.
你要来仰望这个创始者。
And Jesus is the finisher, the perfecter of our faith.
耶稣也是我们信心的终止者。
He who began a good work in us, said the Apostle Paul in Philippians, will complete it.
腓比书说他必成全这工。
What we need to do is turn and depend on Him.
所以我们唯一能够做的就是要回转到他面前，信靠他。
If Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith, we can trust in His character.
如果耶稣是那信心的创始成终者，我们必定能够信赖他。
Our prayer would be something like this: Lord, I confess that You are good and that You make no mistakes whatsoever.
我们的祷告会是这样：主耶稣，我们知道你是好的，你也是不会做错事情的。
If Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith, we can trust His promise.
如果耶稣他是我们信心的创始成终者，我们可以信靠他给我们的应许。
Lord, You will never give me what You will never give me more than what I can bear.
主，你让我忍经历的一定不会超过我能够承担的。
If Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith, we can trust in His presence.
如果耶稣是我们信心的创始成终者，我们一定能够信赖他会与我们同在。
Lord, You are with me even in the darkest moment of my life.
就是在我生命最黑暗的时候，你还是与我同在。
The writer to the Hebrews says, "Fix your eyes." On Him, Jesus Christ.
所以这个作者的意思是我们要定睛在耶稣的身上。
You don't need to turn to anything else but Jesus.
你不需要再看任何其他的目标，你只要看耶稣。
I began my message this morning about the 21 Egyptian Christians who were beheaded for their faith.
今天早上我们开始讲到的时候，我们提到那21个为主殉道的埃及的信徒。
Two of those who were killed were brothers.
其中有两个是兄弟。
We know their names.
我们也知道他们的名字。
One of them is Bishoy Estefanos Kamel. He is 25 years old.
其中有一个是21岁。
His brother Samuel Estefanos Kamel is 23 years old.
他有一个哥哥是23岁。
And both of them were beheaded.
他们两个都同样被砍头。
When word got to their hometown in Egypt, obviously it was a grievous and difficult time for the family.
The body, what brought?
No, the news.
当他们的家人在远处得到这个消息的时候，我们知道那个是多么难承担的一件事情。
A question was raised to the mother of these two brothers.
有人就问这两个兄弟的母亲。
You know, I don't think it's right at that moment that they heard of his death, but maybe a few days later, the mother was asked what she would do if she met one of those killers of his son on the street.
可能是几天后，有人就问这个母亲说，如果那些砍他们头的这个仇敌有一天来到你的家，你会怎么回应呢？
Her answer is very revealing.
她的答案是非常有意思的。
She said.I will ask God to open his eyes.
我会求主打开他的眼睛。
That he would open his eyes to be saved and to come out of his ignorance.
他可以离开他的这个无知，可以认识神。
And then I would invite him into our house.
然后我会邀请他到我的家里面。
For he helped my sons enter the kingdom of God.
因为他帮助我的孩子进入到神的国度里。
I don't think I would do or pray something like that.
我看自己，也许我做不到这样的一件事情。
I mean, it's just emotionally and mentally, it's just so difficult to think.Or to express the way this mother has.
从思路上，从这个感情上，很难去表达像这个母亲所表达的。
But with God's help, I pray that that's the kind of faith I will have.
但是靠着神的帮助，我希望我有像这个母亲那持守到底的心。
A faith that endures.
是那个可以持守到底的心。
That will never give up.
永远不会。放弃
Because the message of Hebrews is that God is looking for faithfulness, not victories.
因为这个希伯来书的信息是告诉我们，我们所寻找的不是得胜，而是忠心。
God wants us to pursue His purpose, not our own.
神要我们追求他的目，他的这个计划，不是我们自己的计划。
And He wants us to depend on Him, and not in our own strength.
他要我们不是靠我们自己的力量，乃是要信靠他。
Fix our eyes on Jesus.
要定睛仰望耶稣。
As closing, can I ask you to turn your hymnals to hymn 292, and let's sing this as a response to God's message this morning. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. And would you stand?
我们可以翻到我们292首。
293, I'm sorry.
293首。
293, and after you turn there, would you stand us and let's sing this as a response. Together now. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, He passed and we follow Him there. O'er us sin no more had dominion, for more than the conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. The last stanza. His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe Him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, His salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
us. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Help our eyes, O God, to be turned to our author, perfecter of our faith, our Lord Jesus Christ. Remind us, O God, that it is whenever we turn away, turn even to our family, our own abilities, our circumstances, our society, anything that we turn to but Jesus will not result to a faith that endures. But Lord, when we set our eyes on You, what a wonderful thing happens. The world around us grows strangely dim. Somehow the cares of the world are no longer things that we are so preoccupied with. The glitters and the toys of this world no longer find its fascination in our life, because we have the very best, the most wonderful of all, which is You in our minds and our heart. And we are enraptured by Your glory and Your grace. It is only then that our faith will endure to the very end. Let that be, O God, for each one of us, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
We praise God and thank Reverend Hao for the inspiring message. I think the semester is going to an end, but please write your thank you letter for the supporters. I think it's appropriate to